This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With Labor Day weekend on the way, some may try for a late summer getaway, or people are headed back as the new tranche of school districts starts welcoming the students with bells on and masks. New COVID surges persuaded some people to cancel travel plans as the summer wore on. Bad news for the battered travel and leisure industry. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Air travel surged in early July, but by late August, passenger counts were down 14%. Edward Russell is at Airline Weekly.
What happened is basically two words, the Delta variant. It's three, actually. Sorry.
The latest surge in COVID cases has sapped consumers' comfort with getting on a plane or going on vacation, says John Lear at Morning Consult.
The pandemic continues to have a really strong negative effect, not only in their willingness to travel, but also their views of the economy more broadly.
But so far, airlines don't seem particularly worried the pullback in leisure travel will last, says Peter McNally at Third Bridge.
The airlines are certainly behaving like the Delta variant is more of a short-term blip. Airlines are spending money, ordering new planes and getting other planes back into service.
And McNally says a temporary slowdown in air travel could give airlines time to get those mothballed planes ready and retrain pilots to fly them. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.